Thank you, Tony. Hi, Thomas. Can you hear me?
Yeah, what's up, brother? How can I help you?
Hey, Thomas. How are you doing today? So my name is David. I'm the director in charge of the state of California. Now, it's nice to meet you. I see you're speaking with Tony. Can you do a good job of telling you the reason for the call today?
Yeah, what's up, brother?
Okay, great. So I'm going to get your listing pulled up, and we'll see what we have in store for you. Now, Thomas, I have you at a 93725. Is that correct?
Correct, yeah.
Okay, let's see what we have here out of this listing. Now, Tom, how are your customers currently finding you?
As of right now, brother, I've always used Google, brother. Right now, my Google business page is suspended, so that's the problem.
I gotcha. How long ago did you get suspended?
About 4 months ago, maybe 3-4 months ago. I was dibbling and dabbling, messing around, brother, and I made a mistake on it, and they suspended me. And so I just got to get it back. I got to get it back on in good standing. I'm having somebody work on it right now. Once it's worked on, brother, once I got my GMB profile back on, brother, then I'm looking for a new SEO company because I fired the last one after 8 years. So what I'm asking Tony or whatever his name was is, what do you guys charge, brother, for local SEO?
Okay. So local SEO packages, you know, we have a few different. Now, right now, the listing that we have available, it is local SEO, but we also have Google Verified. I mean, have you ever thought about going with Google Verified? And let me ask you a question, just so I make sure I know what you're needing. Are you looking for more brand awareness? Are you looking for more leads, more phone calls?
Phone calls, brother. If I get phone calls, brother, I can sell it. So that's all I need, brother. I've been visible on Google, brother, for years, and I've done very well. And so that's what I'm trying to look for, brother. I could brand myself. I don't need nobody to brand me. So.
Gotcha. Okay, perfect. So when we talk about leads, right, we have the gold standard for small to medium-sized businesses. It's called Google Verified, right? They'll partner with your business, and they'll send you pre-qualified exclusive leads, okay?
I don't want leads, brother. I don't need leads. I don't want leads. I want to be visible on Google, brother.
Yeah, for sure. So it comes from visibility. So the way that it works is you're going to be at the very top of every single search page you're looking at, right? So if you did a search right now, I'll tell you where the placement is. Let me pull it up. I'll tell you what company is there. So if you did a search right now, what's one of the main services you're doing with your handyman? I mean, is it flooring? Is it painting? Is it plumbing, electrical?
Furniture assembly, flooring, painting, all of those, brother, all of the above, brother.
Okay.
So retail services, all those things, brother. I'm pretty active in what I do, brother.
Gotcha. Okay. Now the reason why I'm asking is I'm going to use the keyword,
I'm even doing junk removal, so.
Okay. Junk removal is another good vertical here in California. So here's how it works, right? They're going to find you through one of the keywords that they're looking for one of the services. So if you got a phone call ideally right now, what type of service would it be for? Would it be like the painting, the flooring, the junk removal?
Yeah, probably. I want to aim for furniture assembly. That's what I like.
Furniture assembly. Okay.
And just handyman service in general, brother. That's a keyword, brother. I think the best keyword that you can have is handyman services.
Yeah, for sure. Handyman. Yeah, handyman is going to be a vertical, right? And in that vertical, it's going to have different services, right? So some customers, they may want to search a handyman near me, right? Now, what we do is we use one of your meta tags and your profile description tags as a handyman, so it'll give you an umbrella service. But then we're going to go for specific keywords, like somebody searching, hey, I just got some furniture, but I don't know how to Google furniture assembly near me. You know what I mean? And then they'll pop up with some companies that are associated there. That makes sense. So we'll use all those different keywords under a meta tag like handyman. Make sense for you?
Yeah, okay. So what do you guys charge, brother?
Okay, so with this listing,
like?
What you'd be looking at, yeah,
okay,
and with the SEO, you'd be looking at $299. That's a flat rate, and it's going to include your first page placement, your website, social media, Yelp,
you need a ride,
and
or
Apple.
Thanks.
Yeah, I see. We'll grab those real quick. They're already ready for me.
So you want to take them real quick? I'm going to keep on working on it, bro. All right. Yeah, well, brother, so what do you guys charge, bro?
Okay. Yeah, I know you're a little bit busy, so I was just waiting. I know you're talking to one of your crew members. So, Thomas, what you're looking at is a flat rate of $299. Okay, it bills once a month for that amount.
And what do you guys guarantee for that? What do I get for that?
There you go. So the inclusions are going to be, first and foremost, I mean, you have that 50-mile radius on Google, right? That's first page placement.
50? 50?
50, that's right.
Okay.
50. Up to 50 miles in any direction, right, just depending on how you're willing to travel. And then what we're using is Google, Facebook, which we're going to host a social media profile for you. You'll have about 200, 250 ads already included at that price, and they'll be retargeted.
Per month?
Every month, that's right. We'll be putting those ads out for you included in it.
How many ads?
It's going to be about 200 to 250 ads.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. No, and it's already included tonight. And it's really cool because we use retargeted ads. So we're data service providers for Google and Meta. Okay. So inside that 50-mile radius, if anybody opens their Facebook and they put a post, you don't even need to know them, but they just post asking their friends for a suggestion for, say, furniture assembly or painting. As they begin to scroll, your flyer is going to show organically on the timeline.
Okay.
It's really cool.
Okay, I got another question, brother. Look, I got another question. Do you guys open up? Do you guys help with my suspended Google My Business profile?
Absolutely. So that's the first thing we'll do. And I already did some research on it, and I think I know what one of the reasons is. Either you have a duplicate profile, or there's another business in your area that's operating under All Season Handyman, right?
I had duplicates, brother, but I erased them all because I was trying to open up another one. I didn't know how it worked, but I erased them all. Look, I have a company right now. It's called a Reinstate Ninja, and so they're supposed to be getting me reinstated, right? I'm not paying them anything. They said that if they cannot get me unsuspended, they're not going to charge me nothing. So they're charging me a very reasonable rate. They said once it's reinstated, I just pay them the fee that they're asking me, and then I'll be back on. I'll be off my appeals. So, but if that doesn't work, brother, for some reason, I just need a whole other Google My Business profile created. Do you guys do that?
Absolutely. I mean, we can create a new business profile, but here's the deal. I mean, I don't know how much those guys are going to charge you, right? But I'll tell you right out the gate, we're premier partners with Google, okay? So we have a direct line of communication. You look up our company, we're in Orange County, California. Fountain Valley, we're right across the street.
Yeah, I already looked it up.
Yeah, we're right across the street from Google One headquarters, okay? We get businesses unsuspended every single day. We have direct line of communications. We do all our trainings over there, right? So that's going to be the first thing that happens. We figure out why you're suspended. We'll let you know. We'll get it unsuspended. If for any reason we need a new business profile, we'll get that started ASAP for you. Now, this other all-season handyman, let me know if this other profile is yours. It's listed or no, it might not because it has a website too. No, this one's not yours. 360-606-2779. They're all season.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that? Hold on. Can you repeat that?
Yeah, 360-606-2779.
Is that a phone number?
Yeah, so that's the phone number that's listed on this other Google Business profile for the All Season Handyman service.
All Season with an ED at the end?
No, that's the difference, right? So that's why I was like, I don't think this one's yours.
There's an All Season, and that's up in like Washington. Mine is All Seasons with the ED. So there's no other, and then I have a fictitious name. I've gone through the whole process. So All Season Handyman is a business that I've been having, that name for the last, since 2016. And up until recently, brother, I had that issue because what happened is I was marketing with 411 Locals. Okay?
Yeah.
And I'm sure you probably heard of them. Well, I was marketing with 411 Locals, and they were in charge of it, brother, and I did really well with them for like 8 years, bro. And then for some reason, brother, I just fell, brother. Like, I was not visible online. And so I kept calling them, brother. I gave them chances for about a year, brother. I was calling them, and I had to keep calling them and reminding them, hey, man, like, hey, why do I keep falling? Why do I pick up and then fall again? Why do I pick up and fall again? And what ended up happening is I had to let them go. I told them, you know what, look, this isn't working out no more. For some reason, you guys aren't keeping me on the top anymore, and I just can't keep doing this. I made the mistake of recommending them to other people, and I think they started advertising for them, and so they became my direct competition instead of anything. And I was never trying to compete with no one. I was like, I don't want to compete with no one. There's plenty of work for everyone. So I don't view no one as my competition. I'm like, there's a lot of work for everyone, right? But when your marketing company starts paying attention to them instead of paying attention to you when you recommended them to them, it's like it becomes a problem. So it became an issue for me. So I let them go, right? And okay, so I was without them for like close to a year. And I had another company doing it, right? So they weren't giving me they weren't able to pick it up either. So what ended up happening is I got on my Google My Business, started doing some research. I'm like, I'm just gonna take care of it all myself. And so I got on the Google My Business profile and I started deleting the owners, besides me. I was like, I should be the only owner. I should be the only manager on my Google My Business profile. So I started erasing them, brother, and I erased the one that created it, which was 401 Locals. And when I did that, boom, immediately it shut me down. It suspended me. And so I said, what the heck? And that's where I'm at today. I'm like, hey, look, man. So I tried appealing it one time, brother, and they denied it. And I'm like, dude, all I'm trying to do is take control of my Google My Business profile. That's all I'm trying to do. You know,
yeah.
They never owned it. I owned it.
Yeah, basically they held it like ransom, right? And that's tough, right? Because companies shouldn't do that. And I'll tell you one thing, Thomas, that doesn't happen with our company. You can take that down to right, right? We don't hold Google business profiles, ransom it. I mean, it's always yours. The only thing that happens is, I mean, your profile is going to rotate off that front page, right? But the difference is that we won't work with your competition. Once we shut down that area, we're not. Even if you call me and tell me, hey, David, this is my best friend, and just put him on, it's okay, I don't mind. We can't do it. These are Google's guidelines. And as a premier partner, we rank in the top 3%. We can't risk that, right? So we just won't do it. Now, at the end of the day, it's not only to maximize your phone calls, but also so we're not working against ourselves. I mean, how are we to provide you with great results and the guy next to you? You know what I mean? It just doesn't make sense to anybody. So at the end of the day, I mean, I can agree with you there. Now, there is some things that we can get done for you as far as your profile, your visibility, and making sure you're at the top of every page. I mean, we'll make sure you don't say it'll take us about 45 days to get you there. But once you are there, you're going to be there, right? You have access to your Google Business Dashboard. You also have an active Yelp listing. We're going to verify you on Bing as well. So we'll encompass everything for you.
What about voice activation? What about the like Siri and stuff?
Alexa and Siri are included as well. So with Alexa.
Okay, look. Okay, so I looked you guys up. You guys got decent reviews. You guys got like a 4.1 out of quite a bit of people. So I understand not everyone's gonna be happy. That's not what bothers me. I'm looking at you guys. You guys got a 4.3 out of 1,000 people. So that's pretty damn decent, if you ask me. And that's another thing. I get like 100 calls, brother, a day, brother. People trying to market with me, but I look them up and they have no Google My Business profile. And for me, that's a problem.
For sure.
Because I'm like, how can I trust you guys to Google Market to open it for me when you guys don't even have one? So
yeah, I hear you. Now, do a search, and here's how you know how well we are at what we do. If you just put SEO company Fountain Valley, California, or put digital marketer Fountain Valley, California, you're going to find us ranked number one. You know what I mean? And that's search engine optimization right there at its finest.
You said Fountain, California?
Yeah, Fountain Valley.
Yeah, I see you guys. You guys come in second. That's good. You guys are in top three. So that's what matters.
For sure. And here's the deal, right? So the top three are always going to, you're going to rotate that front page. You'll never fall off the front page, but top three can rotate 1, 2, 3, right? But you never fall off
that front
page.
That's what I want, bro. That's what I want. I'm highly interested, brother. I really am. And $299 is not out of the books for me. It's definitely within my budget. So that being said, brother, look, I already signed this thing with these guys, brother. They're supposed to appeal it, and they're supposed to get it unappealed. And so I don't want to hire you guys and still have to pay these other dudes. So I'm going to give these guys like another week. I texted them this morning. I asked them, hey, look, what's going on with my appeal? Can I get an update? They haven't responded to me. But I believe they're in India. So because they're in India, they're probably sleeping right now. So I got to give them that grace, brother. And the thing is this. If these guys can't get it together, I'm just going to have to cancel out that the agreement that I have with them, brother, and I'll be happy to jump with you guys, brother. If you guys will take care of my SEO for me, brother, I'm a one-man team, brother, basically. I got one other guy that helps me, so I answer phone calls. I do invoicing. I go out to job sites, and I perform most of the work. So I do need help, brother, in this area of running a successful business so that I can grow and so that I can just take care of the office area and just have guys go out and do the work for me. So I'm very interested, brother. I really am at the end of the day. So
here's the deal. I know you got those guys, right? You said you got somebody maybe in India or something, right, that's going to try to help you get your Google business profile and suspended. So here's the deal. Let me dig a little bit deeper, and if I can find you, you know, say another discount or so that'll bring you down, bring that rate down a little bit more and lock it in at that rate, I mean, maybe we'll get you started, right? I mean, the last thing I want to do is really keep you off of Google, because the more time you wait, the more revenue you're going to lose, right? Let's see. Now, how long have you been in business?
Since 2016.
Okay, so I'm going to give you an established, I'm going to give you an established business rate. I'll give you an established business rate. Let me apply that one here. All right. So with the established business rate, what I'm going to do is I'm going to be able to get you down to only $249. Okay, it'll stay locked in at that rate. That'll be your monthly service, and that's with everything included. You won't lose any of the services there. Now, keep in mind, with our company, once we lock in this area, we're not going to work with anybody else, right? So, I mean, we are calling out. You know, I got 30 agents right now calling into the area. So, with that being said, I mean, the opportunity is there for you, Thomas. We can definitely help you out. I mean, give us 5 to 7 days, you're definitely going to know exactly what's going on with that Google business profile. We'll get you unsuspended. And if for any reason 411 Locals is not going to give up ownership of that, we'll just get you re-verified, and then we'll rank that page, right? But the difference is you're going to have an actual Google partner working on it for you. You know, somebody that can actually get the service done for you and get it done right in a timely manner.
Yeah, I hear you, brother. I do. But listen to me. I can't pay them and pay you guys. I already agreed to pay them, brother. A certain amount, brother, appealed, brother. Unsuspended, brother.
What we're going to do there is not only going to be get you unsuspended, we're also going to need your optimization, right? So, I mean, you're still going to need somebody to get that done for you. You know, if you're going to get your optimization done, I mean, whether you're suspended or it's open, I mean, suspension can take anywhere from 1 to 3 weeks. But the difference is we're going to have your social media running. We'll activate you on Apple Maps. We're going to put you on Bing. So while your Google's offline, while we're getting that taken care of for you, we're going to be able to generate business other ways, right? And that's also another benefit to that $249.
$249. Okay, well, look, and check this out, brother. And how long is that going to be locked in for that way?
It'll stay that way as long as you're with us. It'll never go up on you. It'll stay that flat rate, right?
So can I get that in writing?
Absolutely. So before we even send it out or set up anything, do any billing info, I do what's called a voice verification. If we record it, I go over the payment, exactly what the payment will be, and then we send it out to you in writing with your invoice, right? So that way you're always protected. We do that as a protection for the business owners. That way you guys have everything in writing and how it works.
Okay. Well, let's do it, Local Splash. Local Splash, right?
That's right, Local Splash.
10175 Slater Avenue.
That's right. We're in the Road Decker building.
Praise God, brother. Okay, well, I mean, it sounds good, brother. Man.
Yeah. Let's get you going, because remember, your Apple Maps and all that, that's going to go up in the first 5 to 7 days. So as soon as we get you onboarded, we start working on all that, so that way people can start finding you more ways. So we'll get started right here on the voice verifications. That way I don't take too much of your time, because we're going to have to hop on the phone later on today for an onboarding call, either today or tomorrow when you got some time. Preferably today so we get it done faster for you, right? But I'll get started with your voice verification here. Now, like I said, before we process the payment, I'm going to walk you through what's called this voice verification. The reason is we do have you on discounted pre-agreement. It's an added form of protection for you, and I'll send it to you in writing with your invoice, okay? So as I'm walking you through, if there's anything you don't understand, just do me a favor and stop me so we can just review and say, hey, Dave, what does that mean? And I'll rephrase it. Okay? Make sure you have that firm understanding before we get any type of billing info. Sound good?
Sounds good.
Okay. So, now welcome to Local Spaz Voice Verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Spaz, and it's an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure your accuracy in the order, please state the name of your business.
All Seasoned Handyman. It's A-L-L-S-E-A-S-O-N-E-D, Handyman.
Now, please state your name and title within the business.
Jose Thomas Moreno. I am the owner and the operator.
Now, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Absolutely.
Okay, so you're an authorized user on the billing of your account, correct?
Yes, I am. Okay, I got a question. I got a question. Is this paper for what's it called? Huh? No. If for some reason I am not ranking, I can quit at any time without being feed or anything like that?
Great question, right? So we don't have any contracts, no long-term contracts, anything like that. Now, we do have a 90-day early term fee, right? Now, here's the deal. It only goes for 90 days, and the difference is every 30 days you're with us, $200 falls off, right? So, for instance, right now.
Hold on. Repeat that.
It's a 90-day termination fee, right? And every 30 days you're with us, $200 falls off. Now, we cover that in the voice verification, right? So I was just going to get to that here in about a minute or two, but I'll cover it with you right now. So the way that works is if you decide to leave within 90 days for any reason, there'd be an early termination fee, right? However, right now, say you're signing up, so you pay, you process your first payment, right? Once the first one goes through, $200 falls off of your early term fee, right? The early term fee is $600, so it's $200 each month for 90 days. Does that make sense? That's how you get to 600. You see that? Now, first payment goes through, 200 comes off. Second month goes, you make your next payment, another 200. By the third month, there is no termination fee, right?
Okay, so basically, I got to stay on for 30 days. I mean, for 90 days. If I don't want early termination fees.
That's right.
Okay.
And remember,
okay, so
once you're with us for, say, you make two payments, right? You're with us for the second month. Now the early term fee is down to $195 if you decide to leave on that third month. Make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
So it stands at $600 right now before the first payment posts. We post your first payment, and now it's down to $4.
I got another question. I want to be if for some reason we cannot get my Google My Business profile, reinstated. Yeah, and we have to open up a new one. I need to make sure that I am the owner and the operator of it, that you guys are just managing it, so that someday if, let's say a year passes by and I'm just like, you know what, this isn't working out, Local Spaz.
Mm-hmm.
We need to part our ways so that way you guys don't hold it hostage.
Right.
So I need to be, you know, I need to make sure that I am the one that's the primary owner on it so that I don't have these issues, please.
You're correct. And you will be the primary owner. What you're going to do on your Google business profile is you're going to promote us as a manager, and that's it. You will be the owner. We don't open profiles as the owner for you guys. Yeah, that's not how it works for us. So remember at the beginning when I was saying the profile will always stay yours. The only difference is when you leave us, you know, you'll fall to the back pages. But other than that, we never hold any of the profile, even the domain, right? So it does come with the website. I know you have one already up, right? I did look at it. All Season Handyman, that's your website, right? Okay.
Correct.
So if you want to keep that website, we're going to optimize that one. We'll link it to the profile. That's not a problem. If you want us to
Another question. Yeah. Well, I need there needs to be corrections on everything because I need to make sure that every single landing page across every single search engine, they all line up. So there's MapQuest. There's all these things, right, brother? I need to make sure that everything is all correct throughout the whole thing. So
well,
I need to make sure that y'all.
We do the backlinking for you, so we'll take care of all the backlinking, which is like the keywords that'll take them to certain pages on your website. Now, in that case, what I'd recommend is let us rebuild the site for you. Obviously, the domain will always stay yours. We never hold it ransom. Remember, this part is recorded. I'll send it out to you in writing. So we'll never hold that on ransom for you. Now, if for any reason you decided to leave us, obviously, I mean, the technologies inside of the website would cease to work because we're not no longer programming them, but the website stays yours, right? Make sense?
Mm-hmm. Well, I do own the domain. I do own the website as of right now. So they
would always stay the owner. Yeah, you would always stay the owner. The only thing that we would do is we'd go in there. I don't know if you're paying anything monthly on it, right? But if you are, let us absorb the cost. It's included in the $249. It'll also be included in your Google Business Dashboard, right? So that way you can always have access to the website. Now, we always want to be the white glove service, which handles everything for you. But if you're into getting into the website, tweaking anything, you'll have access to doing that there, right? It's also an editor for you. So,
yeah, what I want to make sure is that my business shows up the same across every single platform, every single thing that it pops up on. I need to make sure that the timing is the same. Because I noticed that on some of them it says 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. On some of them it says 9 a.m.
Oh,
to 5 p.m.
Operation.
Like,
gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah, all those things. Cause I don't need nothing flagged. You know what I'm saying? And I know that
okay.
Google, I know that the algorithm of Google will flag stuff like that.
That's exactly what they do. You're right. So that if they notice anything's not lining up, a phone number, hours of operation, addresses, they're going to flag the profile and take it down. So one of the first things we do as well is a clean sweep of the web. And it goes with the backlinking and all that. Now, the clean sweep of the web is going to make sure that everything lines up. So right now, obviously, I can't get eyes on your business profile yet. But what I can do is, what are the hours of operation that you want to make sure are listed for Monday through Friday?
Mondays through Friday is 9 to 5.
9 a.m., 5 p.m. And what are we doing on weekends?
I am not working on the weekends, but I do offer I offer emergency services. So it is for retail customers basically, because they'll pay well. I don't work for I don't do any residential work. And if I put that there, bro, people are gonna want me to go out to their house and for $100, brother, on Saturday, brother. And I'd rather spend it with my family.
Yeah, for sure. And that's not gonna happen. Yeah, I agree with you on that one.
Yeah.
So, what I got for you right now is Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Saturday and Sunday we're closed, but we are doing 24/7 emergency services, right?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. So that's going to be the description under all the profiles where you listen on Apple, Bing, Google, MapQuest, basically anywhere you're going to be out there. Okay.
Yes.
All right, so I'll go ahead and I'll continue with the voice verification now that I got that down. Give me one second. I got to sneeze. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Here it comes. There we go.
Listen.
Thank you. Okay. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Okay. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Absolutely.
Okay. So please save our 877-635-6225 number. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to text it over to you right now, as well as my extension. So that way you can always get a hold of me here inside of my office. Now, keep in mind, I'm in office here in California from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. All right, I just take lunch from 11 to 12, and then we don't work on the weekends. However, that 877 number is 24/7 customer service. So any time of the day or night, you can get a hold of somebody.
Yeah, I got it right here. She just came in.
Okay. All right. Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So what?
I get that every day.
For sure. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to provide you with a security question that you can ensure the call is always coming from us and not another company. So you got three options. Your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet name?
My mother's maiden name, brother.
What would that be?
Leyva. L-E-Y-V-A.
Y-V-A.
Leyva. Leyva. Leyva.
Okay, now in hiring Local Splash as a certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Absolutely.
Okay, so as a part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. Now, this may include your business license, proof of insurance, or any other items recommended for Google Business Profile verification. We do kindly ask these documents to be submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to provide the necessary documentation within this time frame may result in delays of your account. Do you agree to submit these items within 7 days?
Yeah.
Okay. So your payment for the initial term and account setup would be charged today on January 28, 2026. The non-refundable amount is $249. Now, this is a three-month verbal agreement, and your monthly payments would automatically renew on the 28th day of each month in the amount of $249.
Is there any way that we can make the payment a different day, brother? like I could pay it today, but for next month, for the following month, because I'm about to pay my mortgage, brother. Now I want to throw off my books every single month.
Yep. You need it pushed out to like the first or something like that?
I would say like the third, fourth, or fifth would be better, brother, because my mortgage goes out on the first, and it usually takes 2-3 days, brother, for it to clear. So I want to make sure that it clears, brother. I want to make sure that's my most important payment, brother, is my home.
So. Okay, I got you. Yeah, for sure. I mean, we got to get it. Okay.
Hello?
So what I'll do is I'll go ahead and I'll take billing today on the 28th, and then we'll process the next one on the 6th. Does that work for you?
That's perfect, brother. I don't got nothing else on those days, so.
Okay. Okay. So then I'll go ahead and continue. So that's what I'll do for you. We'll go ahead and push out your next billing date out to the 6th.
Amen.
Okay. So we're getting to the end here. We're almost done. Now, this is a 3-month verbal agreement, and your monthly payments would automatically renew on the 6th day of each month in the amount of $249. This is a monthly reoccurring payment. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. However, if you do cancel your account within the first 90 days, the early termination fee we spoke about, it would apply. Now, to prevent charges for your next month of service, all you do is you contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So I can go ahead and set this one up here for you now. Okay, now, Thomas, what's your last name?
Moreno, M-O-R-E-N-O.
Okay, Thomas Moreno. All right, we're just setting up the subscription here. One sec. Okay, so now we can go ahead and get started with the billing info. Let's see what we have on file for you. All right, Thomas, so I have you down at 4971 East Bird Avenue in Fresno, California, 93725.
That is the business address, yes. My actual address is, my home address is a different address, but it's a good address, brother. That's the one that I created the Google My Business profile on. Because I was living at home at the time.
Okay,
I was living with my parents at the time.
Okay, this is good discovery here. So let me ask you a question. You're no longer at 4971 East Burke then, right?
No, now I'm operating my business at a different location, brother, but that's one of the problems that I was having.
Zip code?
No, it's a different zip code. I'm in 93703 now.
Give me 1 second. And that's going to be where we're billing, right? 93703?
Correct.
Okay, so give me 1 second. This is what we're going to do. So for the business at 4971 East Bird Avenue, you said that's your parents' house?
Yeah, look, and so what I want to do, brother, eventually, and what was your name, brother?
My name's David.
David, so what I wanted to do eventually, of course, and even the sooner the better, is I wanted to switch everything over to my new address.
Let's just do that for you. I mean, in all honesty, that's going to be, if you ask me, that's probably the best bet. I would say let's get you re-verified at your new address. We'll start the process over. Now, I mean, did you have a lot of reviews on your other Google business profile? You know, things like that.
I had like 60 of them. I had a 4.7, brother.
With 60, 6-0?
Yeah, like 6-0, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we probably want to work on that one. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to attach on the setup. We'll look into your other Google business profile. Now, if we need to get you re-verified a new one, you know, we'll let you know definitely, hey, we're going to get you re-verified with a new business profile. But let me kick this one down. Because, yeah, in all honesty, the best bet is for us to move it to your new address. But
Me getting new reviews, brother, wouldn't be a problem anyways, but I have a lot of recurring customers that love me, brother, and they keep even though I haven't been visible online, brother, I've been busy, brother. I'm still been able to pay all my bills, pay my mortgage. There's still money coming in because I just haven't had any new customers, and that is a problem. But
yeah,
but all of my old customers, they continue calling me, brother, and it's been keeping me busy. So I haven't been like panicking over it because I've been like, well, I mean, you know what? You know, the Lord
is
providing.
You don't want it
so.
To get worse, right? I mean, you got your clientele, but if your current clientele, I mean, once you fix all their stuff, well, you're gonna need some more phone calls, right? So. We'll definitely
Absolutely.
All right. So then let's get the new address down. I already put this address for the other verification, so I'll take this one off. Now, what's the billing address we're going to put on file?
2304 North Valeria, V-A-L-E-R-I-A.
Okay, yeah, I'm sorry. Can you come with those numbers one more time? I missed that.
Yeah. It's 2304 North Valeria Street, V-A-L-E-R-I-A. Street, okay. Fresno, California, 93703.
Okay, and that's going to be a Master, Visa, Discover, Amex.
Visa.
Okay. And the card number?
4259-0720. Give me 1 second, bro. I got to transfer some money. Give me 1 second.
No worries.
Okay, so it was starting from the beginning, it was 4259-0720-5790. Give me 1 second, brother. Don't hang up on me.
Enter 645 South Mineral Avenue.
All right. Look, it's 4259-0720-5790-8930.
Okay. Expiration?
10/29.
Okay. And the CVV?
440.
Yeah, I'll get that one updated for you. One sec. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and process that one now.
Yeah, so I like you guys' online presence, brother. It tells me that you guys are doing your job. So
if not, people will be smutting you guys up. You know,
yeah. I mean, definitely when you've been in business for 21 years, it's a long time for people to come in and leave you a couple of nasty reviews, right? So, I mean, I'd like to be the first one to congratulate you and locking in your listing, Tom. Now, what I'm going to do real quick is I'm going to send you out some logins to your dashboard. Now, what this is going to do for you, it's going to basically things like call tracking, you know, where we had went over basically when customers are paired with you, it'll go to that unique tracking number, right? And that's going to be able to help you track your results. We're really going to know what's working for us, what isn't, and be able to tweak and continue to work as the year goes on, right? So it's probably one of the best parts of our actual program. Now, this one's going out to you right now. It'll go through text message. That way you can get it pretty quick. It'll have all your login credentials. Now, you should also receive three other messages that are going to come in automatically. One of them is going to say initial invoice. So when you get that initial invoice, if you could do me a favor and open that one up.
Okay, I got three of them. I got welcome one. Hold on, give me 1 second. You said to open up, so I got three of them. Give me 1 second. It says Local Splash promise to get your business profile verified. Google may require additional information. Proceed further.
Yeah, that's for the Google business profile, but now what we want to look at is when this is initial invoice.
Okay, yeah, it sent you a copy of my invoices right here.
Yeah,
open
now
it?
You can click on that. Yeah, if you can click on that and open it for me. It's going to have a couple of check boxes that's going to allow us to text message you and also email you. So
yeah.
You could also provide me with a good email after you check those off of me and then put a signature there that will allow us to get that done. And then if you can go ahead and provide me with a good email address for you, that way I can have it here on file.
Oh, you said you need my email?
Yeah, what's a good email address for you, Tom?
It's going to be the same as the business. It's all seasoned. It's no spaces. All seasoned with the ED, handyman@gmail.com.
AllSeasonedHandyman@gmail.com. Gotcha.
Yeah. And what's going to be my credentials, brother, to
The login credentials? I text those out to you. Did you see those?
No, let me see. Maybe I missed them.
Yeah,
okay.
It's saying
okay,
login to your dashboard. Yeah, mylocalsplash.com, and then it'll have a username, which is your phone number, and your password is... Man, I'm going to let you pick.
Yeah,
go.
Yeah, I see it.
Why would the AI generate that?
Localsplash. Marketing.
All right. Now the next thing I'm going to do, I'm going to schedule you a pre-onboarding call, okay? That one's going to go right out to your email address, and it'll go right over to your calendar, okay? Can you go ahead and see what we have available? Are you going to want to do that later today after lunch, or you want to get that done tomorrow?
I think later today would be better, brother.
Perfect. Let me go ahead and see what we got available for later date. Let's see.
Semen line? Wow, that is crazy password, huh? I guess no one ever figured that one out.
Yeah.
That's why you were laughing.
Here's the deal, yeah, because I pronounce it all together, right? But here's the thing. I mean, it's search engine marketing online, right? SEM online, but the way we read it, it's just, that's why we're friends, bro. We clicked. We read it the same way.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a good one.
Allow access Google. It says Google Connect. It says allow access to your Google business profile so we can optimize it. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. All right, everybody, we've been super busy here. Everybody's getting their marketing set up for 2026, and it seems like business profiles have been getting suspended and things like that, right? So we've been pretty dang busy here lately. Let's see.
Does this local press want access to your Google account? Yes, right?
Yep.
It says, see, edit, create, and delete your Google business listing. You guys need that as well?
Which one's that one?
It says, see, edit, create, and delete your Google Ads accounts and data. So you guys need access to both of them or what?
Your Google business profile?
That's what it's saying. It's telling me the local Splash wants access to your Google account. And so I'm clicking on it, and it says select, and it says see, edit, create, and delete your Google Ads account, and also see, edit, create, and delete your Google business listing. So yes, right?
Yeah. And don't worry. During our onboarding, we're going to let you know exactly what we need. Okay. So it looks like the soonest availability that we're going to have for onboarding is going to be we have tomorrow, 11 a.m. is the soonest onboarding appointment that we have. You going to be available tomorrow in the morning?
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, sorry, man. Like I said, we've been real busy, right? So we book in the clients as they come. As the onboarding slots come in, it looks like we're already all booked out for the rest of the day up until tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Okay, so let me get you down here.
All right, well.
No worries, Tom. We're already getting work on it, so I'm starting to work on the profile right now. We'll start getting all this information that we need, and then we'll let you know as soon as we jump on the line tomorrow, 11 a.m. Hey, this is exactly what's going on. This is what we're going to need, and we'll get all that information together for you.
All right, brother. Make it happen, please.
Yep.
Come
I just scheduled you right now. Yep. So you're going to get that email right there. It should be going through. All right, we'll get all that started for you. Okay, Tom, so it looks like you're ready to go. We can dismiss for now, and then we'll reconvene tomorrow, 11 a.m., and we'll get y'all set up.
Make it happen, brother. Please, man. Come on, David. Like, I need that, brother.
I'm working on it. And I'll tell you what, if I have anything open up, I'm going to keep an eye on the calendar for you, okay? If I have something open up later on today or earlier than 11 a.m., I'll give you a call maybe 15, 20 minutes before and see if I can get you scheduled, all right?
Hey, man, brother. Thank you, man. Appreciate it, David.
Absolutely, Tom. I got you back. You need anything, you already have my extension. You know how to get a hold of me directly. Give me a call if you have any questions.
Yeah. Thank you.
Absolutely. Have a good one, Tom. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.